Country Club FM.
I'm ready, Jeff.
It is time for the Bob Almanac. We are here, ready to go. I think Neil.
Let's do it.
Virtual Neil, at least. We have a Bob Almanac salute that we need to take care of today. Do you remember the show Green Acres?
What's this got to do with flying saucers? Oh, did you see one too? No, I did. That figures. It was about 11 o'clock at night, and I was getting ready for bed when this saucer buzzed the barn.
Really? And what did you do?
I pulled down my shade. I'm shy.
Oh, he was Ev. He was the last surviving member of the regular cast of Green Acres. Tom Lester, who played Ebb. You know, you had Ebb, you had Mr. Haney, you had the Ziffles. You had some real characters along with Ava Gabor and Eddie Albert there. He died the other day at the age of 81, complications from Parkinson's disease. Goodbye to Tom Lester. Ebb Dawson from Green Acres, now gone but not forgotten here in a Bob Almanac salute. All right, let's get to the real thing now.
Let's do it.
Today is Tuesday, April 21st, 112th day of the year, 254 full, complete 24-hour days left to go before the end of 2020. We're going to go all the way back to 753 BC. You know what they say, that Rome wasn't built in a day, but it certainly could be founded in a day. Today's the traditional date of the foundation of Rome, 753 BC. 1820, a scientist out of, what is it, the Netherlands, Hans Christian Oersted, the first to identify electromagnetism. He observes a compass needle. 1820, big day for science today. 1856, big day for railroads. The Mississippi River crossed by a rail train for the first time. You could cross between Davenport, Iowa, and Rock Island, Illinois. The Rock Island line, of course, Conway still had to swim the Mississippi, Louisiana River, Mississippi, Louisiana woman, Mississippi man. He had to still swim from Mississippi over to Louisiana. But there was a bridge way up Iowa and Illinois way, if you wanted to go up that way and take a little bit of a detour. 1878, our first lady of the day today, Lucy Hayes. Her husband was Rutherford B. First Lady Lucy Hayes begins. She's the one who began the whole thing. It had to be canceled this year for obvious reasons. But the egg rolling contest, the Easter egg rolling contest and day and fun and party on the White House lawn began on this date by First Lady Lucy Hayes, 1878. 1910, we said goodbye, those of us who are around, to novelist Mark Twain. Samuel Clemens passed away at the age of 79. You know what's famous about him, along with his books, Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer, etc., is, you know, the great, what was it, the great jumping frog of, what is that? I can't remember it. Neil, can you help me out? Neil, anybody possibly?
I'll look that up.
But anyway, Mark Twain, famous for, because he was born when Halley's Comet was coming through, and then he died. He came in with the comet, and he left with the comet. That was something notable on Mark Twain on this date. Calaveras County, there it is, the great jumping frog contest of Calaveras County. One of his early works, of course. 1918, Manfred von Richthofen, the bloody Red Baron. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 or more. It wasn't any more than 80. He had 80 kills during World War I, but he was the one who was shot down here today. He was shot down on this date, 1918. It was quite a run for the Bloody Red Baron, and we posed the question yesterday, who shot him down? Was it Snoopy? Do we have any confirmation? We have confirmation, at least now, that it wasn't Snoopy. We don't still know who exactly it was. It's possibly either Schroeder or Peppermint Patty. That's kind of where it's pointing to at this point in time, the evidence and the data and the scientific evidence. 1963, the Beatles met the Rolling Stones.
We went to see them at, I believe, the place called Crawdaddy in Richmond. And immediately we started hanging around on them. The Stones were just up and coming in the clubs then. And we knew Giorgio through Epstein, and we went down and saw them and became good friends.
That was this date, 1963. They were friends but also rivals. Rolling Stones and the Beatles met for the first time in 1963. 1984, Michael Jackson's Thriller finally knocked off the top spot of the album charts, the Billboard albums chart. Michael Jackson's Thriller had been on there for 37 weeks. finally knocked off the top spot by... Of course, the soundtrack from Footloose, featuring this ditty from Bonnie Tyler. Heck of a song. I question the scene, though. Is Kevin Bacon really, really a hero in the tractor chicken scene? They're going back and forth with the bully, Ariel's boyfriend. I mean, is he really a hero when his shoelace gets stuck and he can't stop and that's how he wins? I don't know. That's not my definition of a hero. He didn't tie a shoe. All heroes tie their shoes. So that was this date, big date in music, 1984. 1986, this is a big day too.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the old Lexington Hotel, where 60 years ago, during the height of the roaring 20s and Prohibition, this once lavish building belonged or was the headquarters for the notorious gangster Al Capone. Directly beneath me, in this hotel's rubble-strewn basement, a massive concrete chamber has been discovered, and there is evidence to suggest that vault once belonged to Al Capone.
Should have followed the evidence. That evidence meant nothing. Geraldo Rivera on this date, whose ratings gold. I mean, a lot of people tuned in. Geraldo got a big payday, but they didn't find anything in the vault. And people say that Geraldo's a fool. I'd go on the other side and say Geraldo Rivera was a brave son of a gun. He was willing to take the risk. He didn't know what was in there. You know, they were hoping there were all kinds of bad things in there for Al Capone. But they found little sheets of paper and some broken bottles, and that was about it, as I recall. So I think Geraldo's more of a brave son of a gun than a fool for doing that, because he kind of put his career on the line. He got ridiculed for it. I think he did just fine after it, though. 1986, this date, Al Capone's vaults opened. 1989.
All the power and excitement of Nintendo right in the palm of your hand. Introducing Game Boy. It's portable, it's in stereo, and its games are interchangeable. Game Boy comes complete with batteries and the outrageous...
It was Game Boy. Nintendo announced it. They released it on this date, first in Japan. Then, of course, it made its way here to the U.S. I played it. It still wasn't as good as the Mattel electronic football or hockey or baseball or basketball or Coleco head-to-head football. But it was good. It was fun. It was Game Boy. Neil, did you ever play that Game Boy?
I only watched Gunsmoke.
So that was in 89. Let's continue in the news. This date, big news, 95.
Timothy McVeigh, age 27, who we previously called John Doe number one, the man with the light brown crew cut, was arrested by local authorities.
So that was Janet Reno, the nation's top crime fighter. Timothy McVeigh, arrested. Charged bombing the Oklahoma City Federal Building 2 days earlier. So talk about the forensics and the FBI, and everybody got to work on this. They followed his trail. Only took 2 days to find him. Of course, the second worst terrorist attack ever on our soil, first being 2001, 9/11. 2016.
Prince, the innovative, one-of-a-kind artist who's given us so much great music over the decades, has been found dead at his Paisley Park compound in suburban Minneapolis. The Purple Rain singer, whose full name is Prince Rogers Nelson, was 57. Prince sold more than 100 million records.
It was a sad day on this date. Reports, I was sitting in this studio. I think we're doing a Bob-a-thon, or it might have been the All Request Lunch Hour. I can't remember exactly what time of day it is, but that's when I found it. It flashed social media and TV, etc. here. Believe it or not, 4 years ago that Prince passed away. It's birthday time. We talk about a prince and remembering him here today. Let's mention the Queen. Queen Elizabeth II, QE2, still humming along at 94. Happy birthday, long live the Queen. I think long live the Queen, pretty much. 94, that equals long living, doesn't it?
No. Don't worry about it.
I've got dog drool on my pants. I can't meet with the Vanguard Capital with dog drool on my pants.
Honey, why don't you just change your pants?
I'm going to change my pants, Alice, but I had a schedule, and now it's gone. I'll never have that schedule again.
Just change your pants, George.
I'm going to change my pants, Alice, but if I change my pants, I got to change my jacket. If I change my jacket, I got to change my shirt. If I change my shirt, I got to change my tie.
Totally makes sense. He was the father on Beethoven. He had dog drool on his pants. He and Beethoven, the big St. Bernard, they didn't quite ever see eye to eye. Charles Grodin, the actor, is 85. Tony Danza is on our list today.
This has nothing to do with her stupid predictions. It's just that, I mean, if there's one chance in a million that I could lose you, I don't want to take it.
Why?
Because I love you.
He did.
What did you say?
What did you hear?
Tony Danza, funny. He's not going to be mistaken for a Shakespearean actor by no means, but he served his purpose well. He was good on Taxi. He was good on Who's the Boss. He had one a little bit later. He's done talk shows. Samantha, Angela. I mean, who doesn't do a Tony Danza impersonation? But happy birthday, Tony Danza. He is 69 on early. Neil, are you still with us here?
I only watch Gunsmoke. Huh? Cheater. Let's do it.
Okay, that's what I thought. Tempted by the fruit of another. Sometimes I forget about virtual Neil. Truth is discovered. And the real losers in that equation, of course, you, the Bob Almanac listener. Paul Carrick, he played with Mike and the Mechanics. Noise to Go. I don't remember that one. He was an ace. How long has this been going on? Big, big 70s hit. And then with Squeeze, he sang lead on Tempted. Paul Carrick, 69. Andy McDowell trying to figure out that whole groundhog thing.
Why are you telling me this?
Because I want you to believe in me.
You're not a god. You can take my word for it. This is 12 years of Catholic school talking.
Well, he's about to show you that he knows a lot more than any human should know. Andy McDowell, Groundhog Day, among other things. 62 on our list today.
I'm getting kicked out of my apartment.
Why?
The guy I was subletting it from, he was living with someone. Well, now he's starting to think that maybe he's not gay. Ugh, it's a whole story.
Where would it go?
I don't know. Maybe my stepbrother's tool shed. He's going to let me know.
That's Nicole Sullivan. She's 50 today. That's her on King of Queens. She's the one who used to walk Arthur. She'd walk dogs, and then she walked Arthur, Carrie's father. She has been on Blackish, Mad TV, among other things. Nicole Sullivan, she was Holly, by the way, on King of Queens, 50 today. I'm one guy. Some people don't like him, but I think Rob Riggle is funny.
Now, do I have any volunteers who want to come up here and do some shooting, huh? All right, how about you, young lady? Come on up here. All right, let's go, handsome. Come on. Not you, fat Jesus. Slide it on back. You, pretty boy.
Rob Riggle from Hangover is 50. He works with the Fox NFL crew, too. He does kind of the funny bits on the Fox NFL pregame show. 50 for him.
I haven't been entirely honest with you, love. I'm sorry. You see, one of the many spectacular things my mutation allows me to do is that I can read your mind.
I've seen this before in a magic show. Are you going to ask us to think of a number between 1 and 10 now?
No, Agent Stryker, although I could ask you about your son, William, who you were thinking about, which is very nice, but I think I'd rather ask you about the Jupiter missiles America are currently placing in Turkey.
Oh, look out. James McAvoy, he was the young Professor X in the X-Men. First Class is where that clip is from. He's 41. And Tony Romo.
Jim, you want to see the play of the year, I think, from a quarterback perspective? Watch this from the first half. Look at Mahomes' eyes and head. He's looking to the right and throws it all the way across left.
Pretty good analyst. He's regarded as one of the top football analysts now. Made a nice little transition from the field to the broadcast booth. He works with Jim Nance. And he was describing a pretty good play there where Patrick Mahomes, you hear of no-look passes in basketball. He does a no-look pass in football. Looks to one sideline and then throws to the other. Peripheral vision, baby. Tony Romo is 40 today. Gone but not forgotten. No Neil here today.
I'll look that up.
But I'll take care of it. Ivan Combe, the inventor of certain personal care products, born on this date 1911. Among those things he invented, if you were a teenager, I'm sure you used it, Clearasil. Yeah, pimple fighter, acne fighter. He'll take care of acne. or will it? I can't remember having a whole lot of success with it. Oxy 10 was the other one. Those were the two big brands. Ivan Combe, born in Iowa, 1911. Anthony Quinn, happy birthday to him.
Hey, boys, did you ever see a more splendiferous crash?
He was Zorba and Zorba the Greek. Familiar melody and song here. Anthony Quinn, born on this date, 1915, gone but not forgotten. The guy who took chicken nuggets and brought them to your freezer, from your freezer to your microwave to your mouth. The guy is the founder of Tyson Foods, the huge, huge, aren't they out of Arkansas? I think they're based down south somewhere. Businessman Don Tyson, 1930. On this day, gone but not forgotten.
How can you leave without regret?
Carl Ballou, do you remember him, Neil?
Huh?
He had a couple of hits, including this one, Am I That Easy to Forget? Maybe most notably, he wrote What's He Doing in My World for Eddie Arnold. Carl Ballou, 1931. More music here for us. Paul Davis had some country success solo, and then he did duets with Tanya Tucker and Marie Osmond that went to number one of which I'll play during the Bobathon. Paul Davis, I Go Crazy, probably my favorite Paul Davis song. This one here, 65 Love Affair, Cool Night, Sweet Life, Paul Davis, 1948. And one more, this was tragic a week ago, former Viking quarterback T-Jack. Tavares Jackson passed away in that car accident down south. I think it was Alabama. And he passed away last week. It would have been his birthday today, 1983. T-Jack, former Viking quarterback. They're now all what, Neil? They are
They're all gone but not forgotten.
That's the Almanac. Neil's expected to be back tomorrow, so it'll be a higher-rated, much more efficient Bob Almanac. We can guarantee that. Bobathon coming up.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany State Class.